Rock and roll just wouldn't be the same without the Bo Diddley beat.
Boom, 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 boom.
Since Bo Diddley first recorded that rhythm in 1955, it's become a cornerstone of rock. It turns up in songs like Not Fade Away by Buddy Holly and Desire by U2. Growing up in Chicago, though, Bo Diddley loved classical music. As part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, he describes how he got his start playing the violin.
I wrote a concerto that I do on the guitar now. It's called Bo's Concerto. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Diddle, diddle, dun. Boom, dun, 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 dun. Dun, I played until I broke this little finger, and that threw the violin out of reach for me. But I didn't see too many black dudes with a violin playing in the big orchestras and all that. I said, hey. I saw cats with guitars on the street corners, but one dude caught my fancy was John Lee Hooker. I heard him on the radio. I'm going to shoot you right down. Boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm going to shoot you right down.
And I told my sister, if that cat can play, I know I can learn. Boom, 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 boom. That was basically an Indian chant. Just picture they're dancing around a daggone big fire with their spears. Boom, 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 boom.
Told it to buy, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye.
I got the maraca idea from calypso music because it gave me a sound of a big echo room that sounds like it's in you, in my guitar. That's a lot of bands covered my stuff, but where's the money? Where'd it go? It didn't come to me. We were in a very messed up situation between black and white. And at that time, the people that was controlling all the money, oh, I could picture giving $20 and he's happy. You know what I'm saying? Buy him a car, buy him a Cadillac, and he'll be fine. You know, that's all they need in the ghetto.
Now a man stepped out with a long cigar. I said, so what's in it, man? What's in it for me? He says, I play your guitar, son, and wait and see. Here I am.
What is after rap? What is coming after rap? I want to see. One of my grandsons came in the house, beautiful kid, one that I raised. He come walking in the house with a CD. Said, Grandpa, check this out. I listened. I said, where you get that mess from? He said, this is what's happening. I said, no, 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 not in here. I just don't like the dirty lyrics. So he hit me with this. Well, when you came about and you saying I'm a man, what did people think about that? I said, oh, they gave me some problems. Because we a nation of slow understanders. I might do a song with two meanings, but I don't say nothing. You dig? You can think what you want to.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket. Keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man.
So I feel great, man. I intend to go as long as I can, as long as Arthur don't get me.
We can have a lot of fun.
I'm talking about Arthur Riders. Tell everybody, you never get too old to rock and roll. Bo knows.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Bo Diddley. He's 79 years old and still touring. We heard from him as part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, produced by David Schulman and Jeffrey Freimanwire, You can hear Bo Diddley tell how he came up with his song, Who Do You Love, at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.